Good morning, everybody. Wednesday, 22nd of December, 3 days until Christmas. And the market can't make its mind up. Another 500-point move on Wall Street overnight. 500 points plus. Dow up 561. That followed a 433-point fall yesterday. Nobody quite knows what to do. NASDAQ, very strong day, up 2.4% overnight. S&P 500 up 1.78%. Big bounce back in tech stocks. Couple of reasons. Supply chain issues. Nike had results last night. Jumped 6%. They talked about supply chain issues easing. In other words, inflation pressures easing. And Micron Technology, which makes memory chips used in lots of industrial businesses, that popped 10.5% on raised guidance and similar comments about supply chain issues easing. Less supply chain concerns means less inflation, means lower interest rates. Also adding to those thoughts last night was the grab in a lot of news wires that Omicron and the recent outbreak in cases is going to reduce GDP forecasts for the fourth quarter. In fact, they're suggesting it will halve US GDP in the fourth quarter. That again means lower growth, less need for interest rate rises. Hence, a 2.4% bounce in technology on the NASDAQ overnight. And this morning, you'll see, after, interestingly, let me tell you, some of the stocks that hit a 52-week low yesterday. All these stocks hit 52-week lows yesterday. OpenPay, Sezzle, PushPay, Splitit, Afterpay. The only one missing out of that lot is Zip and, or the other one is Hum. The buy now, pay later probe in the US obviously hasn't helped recently, but also the general theme of higher interest rates has hurt technology. So as that reverses overnight, Afterpay up 5.9% this morning. Picking the turning point on tech is a trader's game and something where there is money to be made if you can get it right, obviously, especially in a stock like Afterpay, which is heavily traded, somewhat less volatile and is following the US technology sector around because it's really just a reflection of the Square Inc. or the now called Block share price in the US. So a trade in Afterpay for some of you, maybe, if you think that's the bottom for tech. Also helping tech stocks overnight is the comment from Biden that there will be no new lockdowns courtesy of Omicron. Omicron now accounts for 73% of cases. And that, of course, is the most damaging part of the Omicron outbreak, is that we get another round of lockdowns. Biden saying it's not going to happen, so technology bounces. And all that the pandemic victims bounce. Travel stocks were flying overnight. Energy stocks flying overnight. The oil price up 3.75%. And tech stocks flying overnight. There's also a suggestion that Biden's stimulus bill will get resurrected as he talks with Manchin, have I pronounced that name right, who surprised everybody last week by rejecting the bill. So stimulus coming as well, again, good for tech. Defensive sectors lagged overnight. Iron ore was up again. BHP and Rio were up over 2% in the US overnight, but are hardly changed here this morning. They did their run yesterday in our market. Our market was up 63 points yesterday, which is probably why it's so subdued today on the back of a 500-point rise on Wall Street. Our futures were only up 11 after the 63-point rise yesterday. Done our dash by the looks of it, and as I speak, we are down 4 points, having been up 20. The other news today, I'm not sure it's going to upset the markets, but New South Wales has recorded the highest number of cases since the pandemic broke out, 3,763. I've got a picture of the testing site at Bondi, just queues of cars. The issue at the moment is that as the number of people getting tested rises, the number of cases rise, but also the testing time gets pushed out. So there are delays on getting your test results at the moment. So those case numbers are probably going to rise again. I don't know about you, but one of my daughters, her friends won't go to the pub because they don't want to get or be going to a venue with a COVID positive case, where in hindsight they have to isolate, get tested, and maybe stuff up the family arrangements for Christmas. So some people just trying to avoid getting out and about ahead of Christmas. So a bit of a market flip today, but it's all very fickle. I've got a chart of the VIX volatility index in the SPY section, doesn't know what to do at the moment. Popping and dropping, stock market washing machine goes round and round. Stay tuned for tomorrow's change of mood. I made the comment yesterday, and I see it's a common theme in the news wires, the idea, the rather unscientific idea, that traders and fund managers wouldn't be blamed, and you wouldn't be blamed in this volatility for deciding to close your books early and come back next year. Pretty much what I was saying yesterday. Things are a bit sideways, so why bother? You might start Christmas early, close out those hot trades. Technically speaking, I've got a couple of charts of the S&P 500 and the ASX 200 in the SPY section today. Technically speaking, we are in a sideways trading range in Australia and the US at the moment. The uptrend's finished. Finished at the beginning of August in the US and finished at the beginning of November in Australia. And since then, both markets have been rather indecisive. I've drawn lines on a chart for both indices on short-term charts, waiting for the break out of the current sideways trading range in both markets. Technically speaking, if the market does break out of a trading range, then you are expected, or you're supposed to chase it in that direction, because that will establish the new trend. So will it break up or will it break down? Nobody knows. It's a bit of a yo-yo at the moment, and as Christmas comes, the volumes drop and the volatility does tend to pick up. On the portfolios, no need to change anything. Feeling pretty comfortable really with the lack of headache stocks, tech in particular. I might be trading them now, but not holding them in the forever portfolio. We've got some, obviously, things like Xero. But with the market proving quite resilient, fairly happy with our appropriate exposures to banks, which is mostly CBA in the forever portfolio, and resources, the iron ore trade is working, and healthcare, which was a solid sector yesterday. Amongst the ideas, I'm not buying it or putting it in as a trade so close to Christmas. I don't really want to put any trades in, but some of you might think about trying to time the bottom on Afterpay. I've got the chart in there. CSL, I talked about yesterday, fell over on its big capital raising and acquisition. That is probably a buying opportunity. It jumped 4.9% yesterday, so still plenty of room for it to come back. It dropped from $320 to $270, now $287, so it's just coming off the bottom. Might be an opportunity to buy CSL longer term. Also, I noticed the other healthcare stocks, Sonic Healthcare, Ramsay Healthcare, Cochlear, were all in the top 10-point contributors to the ASX 200 yesterday. We hold Sonic Healthcare, Cochlear and CSL in the forever portfolio. So I'm not going to do it, but you might think about buying CSL. And Magellan Financial Group bounced 4.3% yesterday, fell 32% on Monday after they lost a mandate from a customer. I'm not going to catch the knife on that, but just noticing the share price fall and bounce. I've got a little story in the SPY section today about a chat I had with a very high profile fund manager once, and I asked him how to do investment as I started on funds management. He said, investment or funds management? Because investment, he said, is a tough business, difficult work, hard to survive, competitive, lonely, and at times will drive you to insanity. That's investment. Funds management? He said, oh, funds management, that's easy. It's 99% marketing. And when you look at the Magellan experience, their marketing is brilliant. Hamish Douglas is a god, but clearly the investment job is a lot tougher. Difficult work, hard to survive, competitive, lonely, and at times must be driving Hamish and his team to insanity. As this fund manager said, funds management is marketing, investment is hard work. It is clearly proving hard work at Magellan. Right, lastly today, I've written an article, I'll put it in a separate article, but it's a prediction about 2020 and where the ASX, 2022 and where the ASX 200 will be at the end of next year. I can tell you where it will be, or you can read the article and find out where it will be at the end of 2022. It's an educational article and it talks about my global financial crisis experience of taking on a dartboard, an astrologer, a monkey, and one of the awesome foursome in the newspapers and winning. You can read that rather cynical article in the SPY section today. Right, that's about that. Rolling quietly into Christmas. We're now up 5 points. All very quiet. Nice to see Poseidon Nickels up. Mineral Resources having a good day as well. Thanks, very quiet. That's about that. I will speak to you tomorrow.